forests, farmland and homes, flooded to make way for Cambodia's largest dam, the Lower Sesan 2. Human Rights Watch estimates nearly 5,000 people were displaced. Se Sami is one of them.
I feel very nostalgic and sorry seeing this. A submerged village is a loss of identity and our ethnicity. No matter how angry I am at the government, I can only keep it in my heart because I cannot do anything about it. The government did not pay any attention to us.
He and many other villagers, mostly from the Punong minority group, say they were not properly consulted and were offered inadequate compensation.
The burial ground of our parents and ancestors is submerged. We've lost our home, our rice field, our crops. Why did this development have to make villagers shed tears?
Srang Lan's family is one of 50 who've refused to move to a new settlement built for them by the government and the Chinese company that operates the dam. Instead, they've built their homes on patches of land close to their old village. Others accepted compensation and moved to the new site 5 years ago, where there's a health centre and a school. But they say they're worse off than before. Thong Samong says he moves between his old village and the new one.
This house I still live in, but I come and go. I can't grow any crops on this land because it's so saturated, so I left to find another plot near the old communal land.
Fish stocks have reduced, something fisheries experts had warned would happen if the dam that's built on a major tributary of the Mekong River went ahead. A government spokesman told Al Jazeera the country needs energy security and the dam is beneficial to people in Cambodia, adding that local authorities will assist any community in need. Villagers here say they're not against development, but don't expect to be the only ones paying the price for it.
This is the sacrifice we've had to make. If not for the dam, we would not have to give up anything. The dam allows others to prosper. We are in tears while others benefit.
Human Rights Watch says the government should increase compensation payments and provide more services and training to affected communities. But many here doubt that message is being heard. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.